Syracuse Blue Spartan now, as of approximately 9, 10, 12 months ago, we're pretty good shape now. We took it upon ourselves about 3 years ago to spend the money. It was about $100,000 we found out of our budget from other areas. And it took, with the planning process and the asbestos removal that had to be done in our third floor CID, it took almost 3 years to get up to this capability, you know, between the design process and the abatement and then till final fruition. And at this point, we have a total of 5 rooms that are capable. You know, they have some soundproofing, which was a problem last time, and the capabilities to adequately, you know, videotape interrogations. There's a list of serious crimes that the state has recommended through the district attorneys, New York State District Attorney Association, and the New York State Police Chiefs Association recommended a laundry list of serious crimes. Obviously, murder, manslaughter, robbery first, burglary first. So what we're doing is all those serious felonies now for a couple of years, we've been doing all of them from beginning to, and that's the other thing, is from beginning to end. Because maybe like 4, 5, 6, 8, 10, 12 years ago, before then, what we did was we call it a video recap. So we would bring in the old tripod with the VCR thing on it and video record a recap of the person if they confessed to a serious crime, and then we would go through it with them, and so it would be captured on tape. But now it's a call the beginning to end. So they'll come in. Oftentimes it can be, you know, it could be a 12-hour tape of the detectives or officers speaking with a suspect in a serious crime. And we're fully supported. To safeguard, not just to safeguard, suspects of crime, but to also safeguard the police officers to say, hey, no, look here, this is what we've done. This is how we talk to this person, how we interrogate him. His rights were protected. You know, in other words, it's we're all for it. We think it's a fantastic tool, and it's good for overall criminal justice.